Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for DUI after crashing into gas line, causing leak and over $1,000 in damages. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 46-year-old man was apprehended for operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol following an incident on Thursday night where he collided with a natural gas line. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, an 18-year-old passerby had initially stopped to assist the man whose GMC pickup was immobilized. Upon realizing the 46-year-old was intoxicated, the 18-year-old contacted the police. The older man, having exited the truck, displayed signs of impairment by stumbling multiple times. When law enforcement arrived at the scene, they found him lying on the pavement. Further investigation revealed that the man had struck a Black Hills Energy natural gas line, resulting in a leak, according to Wasson. Firefighters and Black Hills Energy personnel promptly responded to the address and rectified the gas leak. The GMC pickup was lodged on top of a gas pipe, causing damages exceeding $1,000. Due to his extreme intoxication, the man was unable to successfully complete sobriety tests and could not stand without assistance. Consequently, he was arrested on charges of driving under the influence, failure to maintain a single lane, and lacking insurance. Further charges are pending. Governor Gordon signs first bills of 2024 legislative session. According to the press release from the Office of Governor Gordon, on Friday afternoon, Governor Gordon signed the first three bills into law to come out of the 2024 legislative session. The first bill to be signed by the governor was Senate File 4, Rehiring Retired Firefighters, Continued Retirement Benefits. Sponsored by the Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, the bill allows retired firefighters to be rehired while continuing to receive retirement benefits, including a pension. Senate File 4 passed the House on a 46-16 vote. It will go into effect July 1st. Gordon also signed Senate File 17, Plane Coordinates System Amendments. This bill will update the plane coordinate system for Wyoming and provide the use of other datums, systems, and networks for the system. Senate File 17 passed with nearly no opposition at any level of the legislature. It will go into effect July 1st. The third bill Gordon signed is Senate File 15, Acceptance of Retrocession Federal Military Installations. This bill will authorize the governor to accept back military reservations and lands from the federal government if they become available. This would include F.E. Warren Air Force Base, Fort Washakie, Camp Sheridan, Camp Pilot Butte, and the United States Powder Depot in Cheyenne. Like Senate File 17, Senate File 15 received nearly unanimous approval at entry level. It will also go into effect on July 1st. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.